Welcome back to Yang Daily. There's so much going on and so many endorsements flowing in for UBI that it's impossible to keep up with the limited time that I can dedicate to this. So sorry if I missed anything. Let's get to it. Mitt Romney has proposed his own bill that includes $1,000 per adult, but it appears to be a one-time deal. At least he used the phrase one time, but I've seen other places reporting that it's per month, so I'm not entirely sure. You're on the right track, Mitt, but if you think this crisis is only going to last a month, you are nuts. People need that thousand just to cover what's already happened. They're going to continue needing it for months to come. So much time is being wasted by everyone trying to push their own variations on relief that are always inferior to $1,000 a month. Stop screwing around and make the obvious move. On the other side of the aisle, more Democratic congresspeople are piling into UBI and gleefully co-opting it from Yang. That would be whatever it's cool, except that they are also trying to ruin it with purity tests. For example, Shahid Buttar was on Twitter today ranting about how great it is that Tulsi has proposed a UBI that does not conflict with any welfare programs, as it should be. He goes on to make some nonsense analogy to ACA and M4A, arguing that any UBI conflicting with welfare is wrongheaded in the Trojan horse vein pioneered by AOC. What he fails to explain is why anyone should be upset at the idea of replacing welfare, a rat's nest of hundreds of programs that no one understands, that all have different means test requirements functioning as barriers to entry, even for those they are aimed at, that punish people for increasing their income, that place numerous restrictions on recipients' freedoms, that stigmatize recipients, that randomly kick people off frequently due to bureaucratic errors, and that reach only a small percentage of the people they are supposed to help as a result. Basically, it's an absolute mess that funnels funding into bureaucracy that does its best to deny benefits to everyone and make their lives miserable if they get them. This is what so-called progressives want to argue people should have instead of all funding going into unconditional money, denied to no one, free to use however they wish, and never lose. Any rational argument would only be concerned with making sure the UBI benefit is high enough, not on preserving welfare, which is worse in every respect. This is exactly what we talked about last episode in regards to the Nixon era, where Democrats have just gotten so used to arguing for welfare that they're not even thinking about it when you present them with a better option. Additionally, conservatives hate the aforementioned inefficiency and oppression of welfare, which is why replacing it with UBI makes them infinitely more likely to support UBI legislation. But why pay attention to whether it's a good thing or whether it can pass? Also, no mention of how to pay for it, because why would that be an issue either? This is why progressives make so little progress. I have little hope for them ever getting a permanent UBI pass, but I will support any UBI legislation they put forth, especially during this time. On that front, AOC tweeted this today, quote, GOP and Democrats are both coming to the same conclusion. Universal basic income is going to have to play a role in helping Americans weather this crisis, end quote. This could really happen, Yang Gang, and it will be due to our efforts. Keep up the pressure on your congresspeople. Yang had an interview with Adam Harris that was released in an article today. In it, Yang expresses my same thoughts for congresspeople considering this. You'd be putting money into the hands of each and every one of your constituents, making you an instant hero. How do you say no to that? It would be as ridiculous as a citizen saying no to the money. It helps everyone without exception. It slows the infection. It props up the economy. It's simple. There's no downside. Do it. Yang was even more blunt in a tweet today saying, get your bleep together, Congress, and do the right thing. He did not say bleep, though. He also argued for it on CNN and told Congress that every minute counts in steering us away from a depression and for the well-being of citizens. Lastly, Andrew has started a new Twitter trend, hashtag money for the people, which he used when calling on Joe and Biden directly to support emergency UBI, saying, quote, Joe and Bernie, please come out for cash relief for the people immediately. Don't let this pass without you calling for it. Hashtag money for the people, end quote. Oh, actually, lastly, Yang retweeted a really great meme of a picture from the debate where it looks like Darth Bernie is electrocuting Biden with his Sith powers. It was doubly amusing to me after I commented like a week ago on how the picture CNN used for Bernie in advertising the debate made him look like Emperor Palpatine. Turns out he is. That was the scoop of the century, CNN. Yang responded to the meme with the appropriate line, I find your lack of faith disturbing. Love it. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Help trend money for the people on Twitter. Send your regards to Romney. Sign the UBI stimulus petition below. Message Trump why UBI stimulus is the best solution. Use ResistBot or Income Movement to easily contact your representatives. And don't forget to Yang Daily.